You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
The theme for this honors convocation is found in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. A renewed mind is evidence of spiritual growth and spiritual transformation. The goal of such a transformation is to become more like Christ. Living together in Christian community provides an environment in which you are stretched and challenged in your thinking so that your minds are transformed to resonate the mind of Christ. Spiritual vitality means that students are prepared to engage society and advance the cause of Christ around the world. Today, we celebrate the many ways you have demonstrated our collective commitment to these ideals as we highlight the academic achievements of members of our student body and of the faculty. We regard academic achievement as stewardship of the gifts and talents that God has given us, and we lift them up as an active form of worship.
Good morning. My name is Steve Clements, and I do not teach in the language department. But I am one of the deans here, and it's been my privilege this academic year to serve as interim chair of our Ancient and Modern Languages department and to work with the wonderful faculty members there. On behalf of the language department faculty, I'd like to recognize the following seniors. For outstanding achievement in ancient languages, Joy Hibsman. For outstanding achievement in French, Eden Wilson. And for outstanding academic achievement in Spanish, Morgan Flanagan.
Good morning. I'd like to invite Caitlin Wilson and Rose Brannon to the front, please. Each year, the Art and Design faculty select recipients for two awards for seniors. And the first award is the Senior Merit Award, is given to a student with promising talent, strong work ethic, dedication to the field of art and design, and someone who inspires others. And so this year's award goes to Caitlin Wilson. Second award is the Art and Faith Award, and it was created to honor students whose life reflects the integrity in pursuing a deeper understanding of God, and whose artwork reflects faith in new and fresh ways. This year's award goes to Rose Brannon. Also like to recognize for the upcoming 25-26 academic year, we're pleased to announce Yana Jones and Vanessa Fisher as recipients for the Marjorie King Smith Scholarship for Art and Design. So I'm just recognizing them today. So yeah, thank you.
Good morning. On Wednesday, April 16th, the Dayton School of Business held its annual celebration to honor its graduating students. And at that time, we also presented our outstanding student honors. These students are not only high academic achievers, but they represent the school's mission and vision of being the best for the world. Would these students please stand at their seats when their name is announced, and please congratulate these students after all names are read. Overall outstanding student, Tyler Hewlett. Outstanding student in accounting, Tyler Wilson. Outstanding student in business administration, Morgan Flanagan. Outstanding student in finance, Olivia Angert. Outstanding student in marketing, Andrew Day. Outstanding student in sport management, Emily Jansen. And professor's choice, Dalton Fleshwood. Congratulations.
I am Dr. Brian Hull, and I represent the Department of Christian Ministries. We're proud of all of our graduates, but we would like to honor some of our students in our programs for outstanding achievement. First, I'd like to recognize in our Christian Ministries program the winner of the Scholastic Achievement Award from the Society of Professors in Christian Ministry, Haven Emery. In our program of Intercultural Studies, the E. Stanley Jones Scholastic Award in Intercultural Studies to Maddie Atkins. In our Youth Ministry program, from the Association of Youth Ministry Educators, the Scholastic Achievement Award goes to Brendan Krebs. And in our Worship Arts program, the Outstanding Academic Achievement in Worship Arts and Contribution to the Program, Lainey Hill.
The Christian Thought Department is honored to present the Outstanding Academic Achievement in Bible and Theology to Haven Emery.
Good morning, Dr. Todd Wold, and on behalf of the Dean, Dr. Jim Owens of the School of Communication Arts, I have the honor of presenting the Academic Achievement Awards. If the students being recognized in Communication Arts could make their way to the podium. First, for Academic Excellence in Communication Studies, Chloe Stivers. For Academic Excellence in Theater and Cinema Performance, Ella Anderson. For Academic Excellence in Media Communication, Savasti Levagnotti. And also, the Award for Academic Excellence in Instructional Design, Savasti Levagnotti.
The School of Education would like to recognize four students for their academic excellence in the classroom and their outstanding performance in their clinical experiences, serving the young students placed in their care. To represent this accomplishment, we have a school bell to commemorate the beginning of their careers in education. For outstanding achievement in traditional elementary education, Olivia Parsons. For outstanding achievement in APS online elementary education, Kristen Cantrell. For outstanding achievement in P-12 education, Grace Price. And for outstanding achievement in middle and secondary education, Hannah Jones.
Good morning, I'm Daniel Strait, Chair of the English Department. And would the following students make their way to the podium? We want to recognize our, our fine graduates, Clara Kinman and Grace Clark and Hannah Jones and Victoria Loudermilk and Ella Reynolds. For many years, Dr. Gobin presented these awards to our graduating seniors and high-achieving students in our department. And as you know, we lost Dr. Gobin last fall to a very heroic battle with cancer. And I just wanted to say that he would be incredibly proud of our students today. So, for outstanding academic achievement in English, we'd like to honor Clara Kinman. For outstanding academic achievement in creative writing, we would like to honor Grace Clark, if she is here. For academic achievement in for senior graduating in English education, we would like to honor Hannah Jones. Our department is fortunate to be able to offer two scholarships to meritorious students, and so we'd like to do that this morning as well. For the award given for our Putney Scholarship, we would like to honor Victoria Loudermilk. And for our Brubaker Scholarship, we would like to honor Ella Reynolds.
The Department of Mathematics and Computer Science is pleased to present two awards to two of our outstanding students. The first award is the Adele A. Wood Mathematics Endowed Scholarship. This award is given annually to a rising senior majoring in mathematics. This year, the award is presented to Madison Kaufman. The Outstanding Senior in Mathematics Award is presented to Andrea Collett.
Would Abigail Reed and Grace Price please come forward? It is my privilege this morning on behalf of the music department to honor these two ladies. Both Abigail and Grace have not only excelled academically, but have also demonstrated exceptional performance skills in the areas of flute and voice, and have provided superb leadership in our department. We present them this morning with a new conducting baton, which we hope will serve them well as they lead many others in the art of making music, a certificate of achievement acknowledging these awards today, and just because it's chocolate and has a music theme, a giant symphony candy bar. We are very proud of both of you and look forward to seeing how God will use you for his purposes in your future. Congratulations. First of all, Abigail Reed, the award of Asbury Senior Music Scholar, Outstanding Achievement in the Bachelor of Arts in Music. And for the award, Asbury Senior Music Scholar, Outstanding Achievement in the Bachelor of Arts in Music Education, Grace Price.
Before announcing our senior award winners, I'd like to recognize a few other psych students who have shown both academic excellence and noteworthy promise in the study of psychology. To honor the service of Dr. and Mrs. Allen and Yvonne Moulton, a designation with a scholarship has been established in their name. The Moulton scholars for next year are Allison Barger, Mariah Diffenbach, Sydney Hansen, and Dorcas Laura. Would you please stand to be recognized? Both of our senior award winners graduate in December, so neither are present with us this morning. Our highest academic achievement award goes to Kelsey Gramillion. And our last award goes to the senior who best epitomizes leadership, service, academic excellence, and personal character. This year, the Cy Chi Award goes to Elizabeth Busy Bauer.
I'd like to invite Carly Fetner and Nathan Ballou to come up, please. Each year, the science department, science and mathematics, recommends a student who to receive this award for outstanding undergraduate research. The Judge J.W. and Winnell Scott Deese Endowed Science Research Stipend. And this year, this award goes to Carly Fetner. The Kenyon Mathematics and Science Award is presented to the student who demonstrates scholarship at the highest level, has significant involvement in campus activities, and exhibits a Christian witness. This year, the Kenyon Science and Mathematics Award is presented to Nathan Ballou.
Hello, one more time. Again, I'm Steve Clements. I do teach political science here, and I'm also the chair of the Social Science and History Department. Our department has had an unusually strong cohort of students this year, so it's been a real challenge for us to make some of these decisions, but we'd like to acknowledge the incredible performance of many of our seniors. On behalf of my faculty colleagues, we'd like to recognize the following students. Our outstanding graduate in history this year is Megan Cabe. Our outstanding graduate in sociology is Katie McCracken. And our outstanding graduate in political science is Danilo Michaluk.
I'm Sarah Ballou, and on behalf of the Department of Social Work, I would like to invite Riley Hammond and Natalie Kane to come forward. The Department of Social Work recognizes a Service Learning Award. This student is being recognized for her ongoing investment in service opportunities that meet the needs of others and expand her personal and professional development. This goes to Riley Hammond. And our Academic Excellence Award, this student demonstrates outstanding critical thinking with strong reasoning skills and interest in learning more. Her work constantly goes beyond the expectation and is clearly from a place of desire to learn and a willingness to challenge herself. This goes to Natalie Kane.
Each year, Asbury Student Congress selects and recognizes one faculty member not only as an excellent professor, but also recognizes their unwavering investment as a mentor, friend, and source of encouragement to the student body. This year, it is my honor and privilege to award this award to Dr. Dan Lewis. Unfortunately, Dr. Dan Lewis could not be with us this morning, but thank you for recognizing him. Next, during this time, it is usually the time where the handing of the gavel takes place to the next year's student body president. Seeing that would be a little awkward, and there being no need for that, we're going to do something a little bit different. The first thing I want to do is I'm going to read through a piece of scripture that I've had on my heart as we just step in to this new part of the year as seniors are transitioning out and seeing that it's chapel. So I'm going to read Matthew 16, 24 through 28 real quick. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." And as I meditate on this piece of scripture, this I believe is the cornerstone of student government's core for service here at Asbury, following Jesus. So that is my commitment to you all going into next year. Thank you for the honor and privilege of serving as your student body president. Thank you, guys.
It is my great privilege to present and formally recognize this year's recipients of the Roy L. Lauder Servant Leadership Award. For 29 consecutive years, Asbury University has honored four juniors who embody what it means to be a servant leader both on and off campus. Established through a partnership with the Barney II and Moore Foundations, Asbury is part of a large network of institutions that will honor student leaders this year who give of themselves in service to their communities. Each recipient receives a cash award of $750 to be used at her or his discretion, and will be able to direct a donation of $250 to a charitable organization of his or her choice. Additionally, each recipient receives a sculpture entitled The Divine Servant. Asbury's award is named after retired education professor Roy Lauder, who has been a tireless servant leader through his teaching, preaching, mentoring, counseling, and missions work. We are very thankful to have Dr. Lauder here with us today. Allow me to present the Roy L. Lauder Servant Leadership Award recipients for 2025. Gabe Allen. Sophia Begg. Brianne McDermott. And Cheyenne Oxley.
One of the roles that I have the privilege of serving in is Asbury's faculty athletic representative for the NCAA. So this morning I have the honor of recognizing Asbury's graduating scholar athletes. To receive this award, these student athletes have maintained an overall GPA of 3.5 or higher during their undergraduate studies and are graduating with honors from Asbury this May. Next week, each of these student athletes will receive a lapel pin to wear on their commencement regalia to signify this accomplishment. I am pleased to recognize 20 graduating scholar athletes this morning. These scholar athletes represent 12 of Asbury's NCAA teams in the following majors: accounting, art and design, biology, business, Christian ministries, elementary education, equine assisted services, exercise science, health and physical education, finance, intercultural studies, marketing, media communication, psychology, Spanish, sport management, and youth ministry. For those scholar athletes joining us in person this morning, please stand when I call your name and remain standing until all of the names have been read. Please hold your applause as I read through these names, because there are 20 of them. So, Alejandro Caceres, Tyler Chong, Malia Crump, Josie Dethridge, Nick Eller, Morgan Flanagan, Dalton Fleshed, Emma Gray, Oliver Gunthorpe, Luke Colton, Gavin Howard, Mahatma Hayan, Brendan Krebs, Megan Moore, Violet Moore, Lily Reinhart, Kaylee Strunk, Mary T. Day, Caitlin Wilson, and Sarah Yost. Please join me in congratulating our 2025 scholar athletes.
Good morning. Will Haven Emery, Sarah Gantz, Clara Kinman, and Dina Van Heeps to please come to the podium. On April 7th and 8th, Asbury University held its 10th annual Search Symposium. This university-wide academic event celebrates the academic achievements of our students and the faculty who guide them. This morning, we honor students from the paper portion of the competition. The work of the winners is judged not only by how effectively the material is presented, but also by the impact it has within the subject area. The goal is not to prioritize attention-grabbing outcomes or dramatic innovation, but to recognize papers that demonstrate thoughtful discernment and a clear, careful approach to the research or creative process. Please join me in congratulating this year's Search Symposium Student Scholars of Excellence. The third and second place winners will each receive a certificate and a check for $500, as well as a small memento of the search experience. In third place, for her paper, Secrecy, Solidarity, and Strategic Assimilation, Deciphering Dysphoria, Haven Emery, with faculty sponsor Dr. Brian Shelton. In second place, for her paper, Discussing the Effectiveness and Ethical Considerations Behind Harm Reduction Programs in Kentucky, Sarah Gantz, with faculty sponsor Dr. Laura Walther. There is also an overall winner who has shown through written word a mature understanding to see, ask, and explore. This scholar is recognized today by Asbury University with a cash prize of $1,000, a certificate, and a small memento of the search experience. This year, there were many strong contenders, which resulted in a tie for our first place winner. Therefore, this year, we have the privilege of awarding two overall search winner prizes. Please join me in congratulating the 2025 Search Symposium Student Scholars of Excellence. For her paper, Loving Herself Regardless, How Alice Walker and Lucille Clifton Reclaim Black Female Embodiment, with faculty sponsor Dr. Erin Penner, Clara Kinman. And for her paper, Preserving Palestinian National Identity Among Refugees in Jordan, with faculty sponsor Dr. Glenn Harden, Dina Van Heemst. It's also my honor to announce the recipient of a scholarship this year through Kinlaw Library. Will Nicole Sherry please come to the platform? The Evelyn Thurman Endowed Library Scholarship is awarded to a graduating senior of Asbury University who is interested in pursuing a master's degree in library science. The recipient of the award will be given a one-time monetary scholarship made payable to the school of their choice. It gives me great pleasure to give the Evelyn Thurman Scholarship for 2025 to Nicole Sherry.
In recognition of leadership and character development, the Frederick and Dorothy Vetri Christian College Consortium Scholarship is awarded to Corey Offord. The standards and expectations for faculty at Asbury University are set forth in the faculty manual, which states, Asbury University seeks to employ faculty members who bear personal witness to the saving and sanctifying grace of Jesus Christ. A faculty member's life shall be exemplary in Christian living to bring honor to Christ, the church, and the university. To be appointed as a member of the full-time faculty, a faculty member commits to affirm and support the purposes of the university by maintaining high academic and spiritual standards, by conforming to the standards of campus life and the administration and programs of the university. It's my privilege today to recognize faculty for their years of service as well as other accomplishments. As I call the faculty names, I ask that they please stand till all the names have been read, and once the names are read, we will recognize them. For 5 years of service at Asbury University, Professor Beth Groves, Dr. Kim Brockman, and Professor Megan Weaver-Seitz. For 10 years of service at Asbury, Dr. George Allen, Dr. Elizabeth Jones, and Dr. Nathan Miller. For 15 years of service, Dr. David Ryle and Dr. David Schwartz. For 20 years of service, Dr. Laura Walther, and for 25 years of service, Dr. Bruce Brannon, Professor Keith Barker, and Dr. Linda Stratford. Please share your congratulations. Faculty at Asbury University may be promoted from the rank of assistant professor to associate professor and from associate professor to professor. Promotion is an honor based on the quality of the faculty member's expertise and affirms his or her commitment to the mission of Asbury. I ask that the faculty stand as your names are called, and we will recognize and congratulate you after all the names have been read. For faculty promoted to the rank of associate professor, Professor Beth Groves, Dr. Kim Brockman, Dr. Lisa Weaver-Schwartz, and Professor Megan Weaver-Seitz. Faculty promoted to the rank of professor, Dr. Aaron Penner, and Professor Sarah Hogenkamp. Please congratulate them. Tenure at Asbury University is a mutual commitment between the university and the faculty member. For the university, it represents a long-term commitment to protect academic freedom of faculty in their field of study and to provide stability for the academic programs of the institution. For the faculty member, tenure is an ongoing commitment to the mission of the institution and the maintenance of high-quality educational instruction, scholarship, and service. Within the stated parameters of institutional purpose and within the context of their disciplines, tenure provides faculty members with the freedom of intellectual inquiry in teaching, research, publication, and voice in the academic policies of the institution. I invite the following faculty to stand as I read your name, so that we can recognize you and congratulate you on receiving tenure. Dr. Kim Brockman, Dr. Elise Kearns, and Dr. Lisa Weaver-Schwartz. Congratulations. I ask the following faculty who are retiring this year to stand as I call your name. We want to celebrate your distinguished work, accomplishments, service, and contributions to the profession and the institution. Dr. George Allen, Associate Professor of Marketing and Director of the Center for Professional Selling, has served at Asbury for 11 years. Dr. Glenn Flanagan, Professor of Music and Director of Concert Band and Jazz Ensemble, has served at Asbury for 24 years. Dr. Mike Kane, Professor of Business Administration, has served at Asbury for 12 years. Thank you. It is an honor to present the 2024 Francis White Eubank Excellence in Teaching Award. Nominations were submitted by graduating seniors. This award is based on teaching effectiveness and spiritual modeling. Faculty were nominated based on the following criteria: knowledge of and enthusiasm for the subject matter being taught, effective classroom teaching methods, creation of a classroom climate which recognizes and values the contributions of each student, effectively integrates faith and learning in courses, and exhibits Christian virtues through interactions with students and others, both inside and outside the classroom. One student shared the following about this year's faculty recipient. This professor has a deep knowledge of content and provides learning experiences that are engaging, thoughtful, and creative. This faculty member is available to meet with me when I'm struggling, creating, or reflecting. As a result, I am pushed to grow, to try new things, to explore new formats, to think outside the box, and to take thoughtful risks. This faculty member has taught me that God is the master creator, storyteller, and designer who is always at work in my life and in the world around me. A second student shared, "My professor has invested in me in ways that ensure I reach my potential as a student. This faculty member is never too busy to discuss feedback provided on my assignments, help me tap into emotions that enrich my academic work, and make learning fun and engaging. My love for learning, writing, creating, and for God has flourished because of this professor. Therefore, because of this teacher, I am a better person. I have a deeper understanding of my faith, and I've become a much stronger student." The 2025 Francis White Eubank Excellence in Teaching Award goes to Professor Sean Gaffney, Associate Dean. Associate Dean of the School of Communication Arts and Professor of Screenwriting. Congratulations. After the benediction, please remain seated and the faculty will recess. Thank you.
Will you pray with me? Gracious God, giver of curiosity and wonder, we thank you for the gift of intellect, talents, and gifts. We pray that you would bless our students with a hearing heart to discern next steps and a bold courageousness to follow where you lead. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.